going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following is paid for by the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Hi, this is Father Tom Berg, pastor of St. James Catholic Parish in Swickley, Pennsylvania. Welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDKA Radio. This show spotlights the important work of Catholic education in our Catholic schools and the parish faith formation programs. Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic education, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania. And today we are discussing Education is in the Blood of Mother and Son Principles, and I'm really honored to have my guests with me on this Mother's Day morning, Kathy Militzer and Dawn Militzer. Kathy is the principal at St. Malachy School in Kennedy Township, and Dawnie is the principal at St. Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin School in Whitehall. Kathy and Dawnie, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thanks, Father. Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
And this is a really special segment on this Mother's Day Sunday to talk about education and how it's in our blood and the family. The two of you are the only son and mother principals in the Diocese of Pittsburgh. You're both leaders of wonderful Catholic schools, and I wanted to highlight that this morning on Mother's Day. So I want to talk a little bit about that's very special to have the only team, family team, and it's in your blood. And Kathy, you taught in the Pittsburgh Public Schools for many years, and you spent 3 decades at St. Margaret of Scotland in Greentree, first as a teacher and then moved up as the vice principal and the principal before moving to St. Malachy's now in Kennedy. So you come from a family of educators. It's literally in your blood. You want to talk about that this morning to our listeners?
I do. I am very proud to have Dawnie in the Catholic schools with me, and I'm proud to say that it is in our blood. My mother and grandmother and many of my aunts and nieces and nephews are also in education, and it came by very easy as a young child. That's what I wanted to be. And I'm very proud to say that part of my blood was to educate, and it was part of everyday life in our family. And I went through at Catholic schools, mm-hmm. St. Simon and Jude and Bishop Canavan, and it was just part of education was everything. My grandmother, who taught in the city schools, would say, you know, you can have everything, but they can't take your education from you. And she meant that. And it's so ingrained in us as educators.
And Dawnie, having your mom as an educator and growing up, was it at a young age that you realized that you wanted to go into teaching and following your mom?
Absolutely. I enjoyed every part of it. First of all, happy Mother's Day to my lovely mother here. So
thank you.
it's a great way to start our Mother's
Absolutely.
Day today.
Yep.
But yeah, it was something that, you know, my dad wasn't a teacher, but he was very much also ingrained in his faith, and he went to Catholic grade school growing up as well, and it was important to his mother and father as well. And then obviously my mom's mom was an educator, and you know, so many people in the family, it was something that I wanted to do at an early age. I knew I wanted to serve others and be of service to others. I think that's one of the biggest things I've learned going through my career, whether it's been in the business world, in coaching, in education, you want to be of service to others. And that's something that my family taught me at a young age. And it was just natural for the Catholic part of this to be a part of it, because it was so important to both sides of my family.
Absolutely. Now, before you came to St. Gabriel's in Whitehall, you were principal in Madonna Catholic Regional down in Monongahela. He also taught at St. Simon and Jude in Scott Township, St. Gabriel's, and St. Thomas More in Bethel Park. But you also briefly worked in the business world as an insurance adjuster before you went into education. What drew you back to have that business aspect of it, insurance, but then coming back into the classroom?
Well, I was blessed. The insurance adjusting was something, I think I was 23, 24 at the time, and it was the opportunity to travel around the country, and they sent us to disaster areas. That was rewarding in a lot of ways, because it was part of what I did as my faith. I mean, we reach out to so many different people. I mean, how many times, Father, have we done collections and special fundraisers and missions for people? So that came natural to me, to help people in areas of need. So I got to see the entire country and go to different places and meet some new friends and do some good things and make some good money. But at the end of the day, I missed being able to talk about my faith. I missed being around the kids. I missed the coaching aspect, which has become so ingrained for me over the years with coaching football. This will be my 17th year on the sidelines doing that.
Yeah, you do that on the side. You're a busy man. Wow.
Yeah, I keep myself busy. So it's, but I just think the faith drew me back, and there was really no question after the year and a half that I did that I was going to be back in the Catholic schools. I mean, that's initially right where I looked, and St. Thomas More gave me that opportunity to get back into it. And from there, I really started. That's when I discovered the love for wanting to be a principal and take on a different role within the church, because I felt like I could influence even more than just the day-to-day classroom.
Sure. I want to focus now on, Kathy, you were a teacher at St. Margaret's
Yes.
in Greentree, and then you moved up into administration. Let's talk a little bit about, I guess that would be different, right?
It was different, and it wasn't really until I was older. When I went to Duquesne for my second master's degree, I was in the classroom, and I was looking around thinking, why am I doing this? Because everybody in the classroom was much younger. But I had felt that I needed to meet the students in a different way, and more students. And I felt administration was the way to do that. And I took the classes, got my administration degree. And I feel that I'm much happier because I am meeting students from preschool to eighth grade.
Everyone, not just one class.
Everyone, and I'm meeting the staff in a different way too, because I felt that the classroom, I had been in all the grades, first grade, fourth grade, I taught middle school, and I'm just meeting them in a different way. And now with the challenges of social media and things like that, that's hit. And actually, after raising my own sons, because I do have, Donnie has a younger brother, Nick, who works for PNC, so I'm meeting them in a different way. So, but going from the classroom into the administration office is a challenge, especially in the same school.
Sure.
So, but it was a good challenge, and I was up for it, and I was there for 15 years as an administrator from the class.
How about you, Donnie? How was it different from being a teacher and then going into the principal model?
Well, for me, it was, I went from being, I feel like I'm getting older now, but, you know, when I first got into my first vice principal position, I was 30 years old. So it was a little bit different. You know, I'm talking to teachers that are veteran teachers that are my parents' age. It was an adjustment, but it was something that I definitely embraced. And it was something that I think my life experiences helped me to understand people and helped me to understand the different aspects of everyday communication. And that's so important in any kind of leadership role, is the communication aspect with the people around you, your staff, and the people that work with you. I always say, hire people that are smarter than you to work for you, and then you're pretty smart people. So we have a lot of great smart people here in the diocese.
Oh, we do. I could probably relate, starting out as a parochial vicar, an assistant pastor, and then moving into becoming the pastor. It's different. Your leadership, you know, you're in charge. All the decisions have to come down to you. So I could see how that would be different as a teacher, but then being the principal, I'm in charge now.
And well, a lot of people have asked me what it was like for me when he took his first principal's job, well, after I stopped crying, because there is that proud moment. And even sure. as a coaching, watching him coach on the sidelines, there's an element of pride, plus also you get to see he went a different path. He was much younger when he took his first principal's job. But I actually call him up and say, well, what do you think? How would you look at this?
So you kind of ask your son.
Each other.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You look up to your mom, too. So.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, there's a lot of things that, you know, how do you fill this form out? But, it's a good thing because it's nice to have someone else looking
absolutely.
At it through different eyes because, you know, the age difference obviously is there. But it's good to have.
You could share your stories about St. Malachy, and you could share stories about St. Gabriel's, and then kind of what would work with this situation or that situation. Mm-hmm. You kind of learn from each other, too.
Absolutely.
Donnie, let's focus on, you always talk about the Catholic school as a family.
Absolutely.
And I really am a believer in a Catholic school and its teachers and the administrators. It's not just, you know, an 8-to-3 job, and then boom, you go home. It's a family. Would you agree?
Absolutely. It's one of the biggest differences, I think, between what we do at the Catholic schools and anywhere else, is we do build that family atmosphere. You have eighth graders that know the names of your kindergartners, the parents in your school. They all care about each other's kids. They look out for each other's kids. In this day and age, with some of the tragedies we witnessed in schools, it's nice to be able to walk into an environment where it's loving and caring and everybody watches out for each other. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we want to build. You want to build that comfort feel, and it also leads to learning in the classroom. When the kids are comfortable, when they know that people care about them, it makes for a great learning environment. And I think it extends beyond the classroom and our schools and throughout our diocese. You know, I just think of the journey I've been on personally since I got into Catholic education, and some of the ups and downs personally I've been through the past couple years, and just the rallying of support of people within the school building, and some of the diocesan clergy that have mentored me mm-hmm. throughout my career. As soon as something happens, bam, they're right there for you. We care about each other. We take care of each other. We worry about each other. And I always joke, too, when parents come in, I said, look, we're like any other school. Middle school kids are middle school kids. We're going to have our disagreements. We're going to have our issues. But like a big family, at the end of the day, we're going to hug and we're going to talk it out and we're going to solve the problem together. And I think that's what that's the atmosphere I try to create in my building. And I think that most of our buildings do that. I think all of our buildings do that.
Yeah, and the family comes together, and you're there through the ups, downs, the goods, and the bads. Well, we'll take a break. Back with more Catholic Education Plus in a moment on KDK Radio.
One of the best ways that the Church brings young people into a relationship with Jesus while preparing them for life. Catholic schools in the Diocese of Pittsburgh provide spiritual formation that encourages virtue. Academic excellence leads to success in higher education. Gospel values promote respect, compassion, and service. Dedicated teachers integrate faith into every subject. An emphasis is placed on critical thinking skills, problem-solving, and decision-making. Our schools set and meet high standards for student achievement. We develop each student's unique God-given gifts and encourage them to give back to their communities. All learning and activities are focused on the full development of young people, for the welfare of society, and for building up the kingdom of God. To learn more or find a Catholic school near you, call 412-456-3090 or visit diopitt.org.
Well, welcome back to Catholic Education Plus, and we're talking with Dawn and Kathy Militzer. Kathy is the principal at St. Malachy School in Kennedy Township, and Dawnie is the principal at St. Gabriel's in Whitehall. And on this wonderful Mother's Day, and I want to wish my mom, Marge Burke, happy Mother's Day on this beautiful Sunday morning. And we're talking about being principals and the only mother and son team as principals in the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. And we were just talking before we came back after the break and ending about how the Catholic schools are like a family. And Kathy, what are some challenges and rewards of being a principal and leading the teachers, the faculty, the staff, and the students as a principal? What are some of the challenges that you face?
I think today with the challenges of with the faith alive, mm-hmm. and the changes, it's just to keep a positive attitude as a principal because it's from the top down.
Sure.
And just to say that, you know, everything's going to be okay. Yes, there's going to be some changes, but, you know, it has to come from the office and keep the faith and everything's, yes, we'll deal with the changes as they come. And that's just for the teachers. The students, every day you have to be their mentor. They see you. They, you know, sometimes they'll come in and, you know, I'll say to them, you know, they something happened and they're looking at me for what's their punishment going to be, what's the consequence going to be, and I'll just say, well, you know, I'm listening, I'm sharing my seat with the Holy Spirit right now, and he'll be leading me here with this decision. And I just think, you know, we pray in the morning, we start prayer, we pray at lunchtime, recess. Father Hysterick, the pastor, is at teaches religion classes every day. Mm-hmm. He's in the lunchroom with them every day in recess. And I think when they see faith in action, it becomes so ingrained in them. And that's what our schools do. As we said before, you know, it's a family. And they see me and my family at the fish fries, at the fundraising events. And that's really important, and that's what we do at both St. Malachy's and St. Gabe's. They see the family at both.
That's important.
Visit
that's
the fish fries. Good. We visit the festivals. We support all of them, and that's really, really important. And for the students, I think as they see that, it's not just, oh, she's in the office or he's in the office. They're out, mm-hmm. and they feel that they can come, and I tell them all the time, do you ever see my office door closed? And they're, no. Mm. That means there's no reason why you can't come in and talk to me. And my office is a fishbowl, so they really can see me all the time.
Sure.
And I think that's important to the teachers and the students and parents. The door's open.
I think that's so good that you are out of the classroom too, like mm-hmm. the going and participating in the fundraisers and the fish fries. When I see the teachers at St. James and Swickley, where I'm at, that they're at Mass or they're at different fundraisers, the kids really see that. And I think that's important for the families to say, hey, these teachers really care and they have a investment in our parish, in the school, and in the community abroad too.
Well, Donnie's little girl, Lily, comes to St. Malachy's with me.
Okay.
So she calls me grandma. So they see that side of it,
yeah.
too. They say, oh, well, she's a grandma. So that makes the normalcy for them,
You're
too.
You're a human being, too.
They're,
right?
Yeah, wow, mm-hmm. she's grandma. So I think, and that's good. I don't think see a
the
problem with that.
Of it.
She sees that. They see that part of it, too.
Dawnie, how do you empower the parents to get involved in the school? It's not just
ownership.
The teachers and the faculty. It's the parents, too, right?
Yeah, yeah. You have to give them ownership of your building and ownership of what you're doing. You have to have an open door. You have to be able to listen. You know, I tell people all the time, I will listen to any suggestion, idea you have, and I will give you an answer to everything. You may not like the answer, but I'll give you an answer, and we'll discuss it and move on. But I'm always open to ideas. I think, you know, we really saw that in the recent events we've had in schools over the past few months.
Yes.
That were tragic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had a lot of parents that were nervous about the security aspect and making sure that we were up to date on everything. And I think that's one of the things we did. We had some open discussions about it. I opened my door to parents, and, you know, some of the parents had some great ideas of some things we needed to improve on. And we have another meeting coming up with that.
Good.
In the next couple of weeks to mm-hmm. discuss some of the improvements we made. So you have to give your parents ownership. That's part of the family atmosphere. The family atmosphere is listening to everybody and making sure that everybody's heard and making sure that you're working together, because at the end of the day, we're all here for the betterment of these children and to build strong, faith-filled, moral children.
I think that's good that you give the parents a voice and investment. Of course, the leadership has to make the decisions and the pastors that are involved. But the parents, hey, you're not just dropping your kid off and then that's it. Hey, take ownership of it. This is your school too. You're entrusting your treasures, the children, in our hands, but take ownership of that. And I think when they have a part of that, I think everybody, they care more.
Yeah, and I'm very much, and you know, I learned that from my mother too. You can't micromanage things,
right.
The minute you start over micromanaging things is the minute people don't take ownership. They don't feel that family atmosphere. So when I have parents that want to chair a committee or want to run in, hey, that's you. Run it by me. If you have any questions for me, tell me. And, you know, I think I learned that in both aspects. I think really my careers in coaching and as a principal have really mirrored each other in a lot of ways because they complement each other. The things I've learned with the situations I've had in the athletics and the situations I've had in schools mirror each other in the leadership role. So I apply a lot of that. And, you know, we talked about family earlier. That's one thing that, I've been blessed with. And, you know, on this Mother's Day, it's a great thing to have because, you know, I have my mother here with me. Whether it's, you know, she mentioned the events at the Catholic schools, we're always at the events together, the football games. They never miss any of the football games that I coach in. You know, I was a head coach the past 5 years, and now I'm coaching at Robert Morris this year. And
that's great.
The spring game a few weeks ago, there they were, you know, with my grandfather and my dad and the kids.
All
and
it's cheering just
whole,
you on, huh?
The whole crew. So, you know, I think we try to lead by example that way, too. Like, our family's not perfect, just like anybody else's, but at the same time, we try to lead. Like, I want to build that. I want the kids in the school to see that we do have a close family. We do value that. And hopefully it opens up the door for other people as well.
Now, there's so many wonderful schools out there in the Pittsburgh area and so many different avenues and choices. There's wonderful public schools, private schools. Now we have charter and cyber schools. What would you say to a parent or grandparent listening this morning that might be thinking about Catholic education to take a look at St. Malachy or St. Gabriel or one of our wonderful Catholic schools in the Diocese of Pittsburgh?
Well, I think it just some of the stuff we've said today is what we're talking about. And in our society today, we're a beacon of hope. The society today with social media and some of the rhetoric from all different sides that these kids hear, it's easy for these kids to get lost in the shuffle. And what we do as the Catholic school is we educate the individual. We're not educating to a test. We're not educating to a set standard. We're educating to each individual child. God made each of these children different. We're going to educate to each child in each situation. And I think that's what makes us a little bit different. Would you agree?
I agree. And Donnie's situation is a little bit different in St. Gabe's. He's a lot larger than I am. And I always say, please don't just, you know, call St. Malachy's and ask for the tuition rate. By all means, come and visit. Come and see the school. Come and see us as we are, you know, any day. Because, you know, not just the open house day, because that's, you know, when we put all the frills in and that. I want you to see me as a day. You know, someone's walking down the hall not feeling good, and that's a normal day for us. And you want to see us, meet the teachers, meet me, because I'm a talker. So, you know, I would like you to see us and like to see why we are who you are and see the church and see how it works.
See the smiles on the face.
Yeah. Absolutely. See why we're here. And so open the door and come
and
meet us.
I think it's important to come and take a look at the school while the kids are in session. And
it's much nicer when the kids are in session. It's boring when I'm there by myself.
Yeah, it's like buying a car. You want to see it and
touch
feel it.
It
and touch it and drive it and say, hey, this is it.
You absolutely.
Know, you feel more comfortable, get the real deal. Well, Kathy Militzer, the principal of St. Malachy in Kennedy Township, and Dawn Militzer, the principal of St. Gabriel's in Whitehall, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Back with more in a moment.
Helping Catholic parents form the faith of their children is at the heart of Bishop David Zubik's invitation to learn Jesus, love Jesus, and live Jesus. children learn the importance of praying to God, caring for the poor, and growing in virtue. Faith formation focuses on preparing for the sacraments. Inspired by the love of Jesus and His Word, our teachers help young people develop a strong understanding of the Catholic faith. From this foundation, children are welcome into a personal relationship with Jesus and lifelong discipleship. Several faith formation models flourish in the Diocese of Pittsburgh. They include traditional instruction, catechesis of the Good Shepherd, family-based programs, middle school, teen ministry, and campus ministry. Young people share their unique gifts through service projects and mission trips as they begin to own their faith. To find a parish faith formation program near you, call 412-456-3112 or visit diopitt.org.
This week in our Plus segment, we're featuring Eucharistic Adoration, and as Bishop Zubik announced the On Mission for the Church Alive configurations back on April 26th, he's asked every Catholic parish in the Diocese of Pittsburgh to host Eucharistic Adoration to pray for what's coming up with the On Mission for the Church Alive process, which will begin October 15th. And Adoration is the Blessed Sacrament of the Eucharist exposed out into the church on an altar and a monstrance, and then you can pray and meditate, and it's a beautiful way for private prayer and meditation. And Adoration this week will be hosted at Epiphany Church Uptown today, Sunday, May 13th at 11 a.m. And then on Monday, it will be at St. Bernadette's in Monrovo. Tuesday will be at St. Ursula's in Allison Park. On Wednesday, it will be at St. Patrick's, St. Stanislaus in the Strip District. On Thursday, it will be at St. Gregory's in Zelianople. On Friday, it will be at St. Winifred's in Mount Lebanon. And then on Saturday, it will be at St. Felix in Freedom. So join the parishes this week for Eucharistic Adoration for On Mission for the Church Alive. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus. And thanks again to our supporters, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'm Father Tom Burke. Join us again in 2 weeks at 6:30 right here on KDKA Radio.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.